Hello and welcome to episode 124 of the Seal Podcast. 124. I'm your host Pilch, and joining me this week on my left is Neil.
Hello.
And on my slightly to the right is Dave.
Hello.
He's waving.
What's that?
Right.
What was that on? Catchphrase.
Yeah. Right, Leo. Obviously, looks like I'm hosting, I'm afraid. So, sloppy seconds again this week because what was Fraser doing? Do we know?
Playing PUBG.
That's what he's doing now, and he's also currently in a chat. So, but he can't come and chat to us. But he could have been here. Yeah.
I think he had to feed his children or something lame. Some excuse.
Oh, fucking hell. They can feed themselves, for God's sake.
You thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, chaps, right. Intros and shout-outs. Fantasy League. I'm sure something exciting has been happening on that this week.
Well, it has been very exciting, Pilch, yes.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's cup time, but we'll have a start with the league table. Because obviously that's the most important thing. Everyone wants to win the league, don't they? No one cares about the cup. Unless you're not going to win the league. Vince has jumped back to the top of the league on 55 for the week. On his 1,981 points now. So he should be breaking that 2,000 barrier pretty soon, I'd have thought. And the boss dropped to second. That's Fraser, obviously. He's on 1,972 points. And then it was a pretty average scoring week. Vince was definitely the cream of the crop last week. It was a bit of middling, and I was pretty shit. But I wasn't the worst. Our former high flyer, Christian, had a bit of a bum week. He was only on 30 points. Joint lowest scorer. Oof. But the big psychs thing is the cup has kicked off. And the top five scorers from week 34 got a bye last week. So that was me and Fraser and Vince, Christian, and my son. And so the winners of the cup rounds from last week, I could pull it up, but it's probably going to look a little bit weird on the stream. Let's see what happens. This is last week. So, oh, sorry, it's got this week's fixtures at the top. So I've drawn Fraser in the next round of the cup. This based on this weekend's fixture, or this week's coming fixtures, and there's a lot of double game weeks coming up. And I haven't done any transfers yet, so I better crack on with that. And then Christian is playing my son, Scott Patton, who's been propping up the rest of the league for quite a while now. Managed to get through the first round of the cup on goals scored. Versus Tim Kelly, because they both got the same points. And he scored a sum total of one goal in that game. It was a pretty exciting week all around there. And he's got Vince in the... So it's top versus bottom in one game there. That's the big one. And then my wife is playing Dan Fletcher.
My wife!
He got through versus John Wilson. A one-point match. That was pretty close. So yeah, like we said, you never know in the cup, do you? Got Patton's been rocking at the bottom for the God knows how long, and he gets through the first round of the cup. And you never know. If he doesn't do any transfers or subs, he might beat Vince. because he hasn't done any still. He's still got Gylfi Sigurdsson in his team, and like I don't know what I did have anyway. But yeah, pretty impressive stuff all around there, Scott. The league, yeah, it's between the top two, I reckon, unless Christian has an absolute stonker and they have a massive mare. Although your captain could make a big difference this week, next coming couple of weeks, because there's a few double game weeks and stuff. So depending on who you've got and if they play or not, like you put someone like Salah in last week, put him as captain maybe. He didn't even play. Like played for like 20 minutes or whatever and didn't do anything. So you got 2 points if you captained
him. I'd put as many Liverpool players in as you can this week if I was
just playing Spurs. Spurs have got Liverpool and Arsenal in the same week, is that right?
Yeah, this is it now. Yeah,
that doesn't sound good, does
it? We've got to win. No. Well, we can afford to lose to Liverpool, but we've got to beat Arsenal. So
yeah.
If we don't beat Arsenal, it's over, whatever happens.
Arsenal have got... Who have they got? They've got a bit of an easy one, haven't they, I think? But Spurs. It's easy. But never know.
they can't beat the easy ones. That's just their trouble.
Yeah, they just have a bit of a mare. United. Yeah.
Mm. Not as quite as much of a mare as Luton had. But,
Well, you know, there was... I don't want to talk about it, really. But
okay.
Filthy Fulham, I think, is the word. From there. Certainly for their first goal when our guy pulls up with a dodgy, pulled up with a hamstring. And the ball with that.
What about the other six you let in?
Took the throw in and then just fucking... We were doing all right until then. We'd looked quite good for the first half an hour. And then he pulls a hamstring. We'd had one pull up in the bloody warm-up. And then, they scored while one of our players was down. We were injured with a hamstring. And then it went a bit downhill after that, let's say that. We scored seven in the end, so yeah.
Oof.
I think we're up to a full team of injuries now, I think.
Wow.
We did get a lone keeper in for that game, emergency lone keeper. And he had the best goals prevented record in the league, apparently. It's like, yeah.
That's because he didn't play. Like, he hadn't played the game.
But yeah, anyway. Big one tomorrow. Big game tomorrow. All the championship finishes tomorrow.
There's a lot of big games tomorrow. Yeah.
So I know the Forest failed against Bournemouth the other night, so they're in the playoffs. Forest, they failed to get automatic. But they lost to Bournemouth 1-0, so that decided the first and second. And so it's all about playoffs now. There's still definitely a few teams outside the playoffs that could get in.
Millwall.
If we lose and Millwall win, they could get in, but it depends on... There's like two teams between us two, so...
Yeah.
You've got Barrow and Sheffield United in the mix as well. So I think Huddersfield and Forest are safe. But yeah, there's like another four teams that can take the last two places. So we shall see. If we win, we're in. If we lose, probably out.
Little mention for West Ham last night. I was gutted for them.
You sound it.
Try not to laugh too much.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay, right. Let's move on from football.
Did you watch the Champions League then? Do you want to say anything about Champions League on Tuesday and Wednesday?
No, I didn't. I was working Tuesday and Wednesday, so...
Really?
I didn't see...
Oh, you missed the mighty of them.
Is that when...
I don't know. I didn't even watch the game, City game. It was like, whatever, 1-0 to City for fucking ages. And it was like, oh, they're going through, innit? So I didn't bother watching it. And then I heard my son go up from upstairs... Yes, come on, man! I was like, what? And so then, obviously that was Real Madrid's equaliser. And then literally like 2 minutes later, they scored again, didn't they? And that was in the 90th and the 92nd minutes or something crazy. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Imagine being the City there. That was a right balls up.
Mm.
And there we go. That's the way the cookie crumbled, isn't it? Yeah. Exactly. I won't be quiet too much tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Twitch and YouTube, have we got anything? Has anyone done anything on
there?
Twitching.
I have not played the game that I've been YouTubing all week, so I've still got a fucking gammy fun. So.
Yeah.
So on Dave.
What did you do, Dave?
I've been playing Planet Crafter.
Okay, move on.
I'll talk about it later, don't worry.
Okay, Discord. We haven't got anything specific on Discord, but there's been a little bit of chitty chatter back
and
forth
car
this
chat.
Week. So, yeah, so a little bit
chat.
Active.
You guys just posted a little video. I assume that was your car that you posted a video of, was it?
That was, yeah. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, sounds okay. Is that the TT?
It was the TT, yeah. Mate, they're not making cars make noise like that anymore because of all these new... Now the Euro 6 emissions laws have just come out. The car sounds shit now. So you've got to make noise.
Wait till 8 years time when they all just go...
Yeah, I know. Enjoy.
I saw a video this week that was pretty cool. It was an electric motorbike. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a complete new startup company. What are they called? Tempus, was it? Something like that. But the rear wheel is like, obviously where you drive with a normal motorbike. Like all the drive goes through the rear wheel on a motorbike. For those people who don't, who the fuck doesn't know that? But so the engine of an electric vehicle is on the wheels usually. And on this motorbike, the motor is inside the rim of the wheel.
Mm.
And it's got a giant fucking hole in it. So it's just like, literally, like there's a hole in the middle of the wheel. And it's just like, obviously joined to the, it's got like the, I don't know, what do you call them? Like, they would be forks if they were at the front. What are they called at the back? Like the thing that attaches the wheel to the rest of the bike.
Oh.
It's just the frame, isn't it?
Yeah, swing arm. That's what it is.
Right, well, yeah, that is literally attached to like the motor part of the wheel. And then it's like it looks like a donut at the back. And it's got something like 1,000 newton meters of torque in max mode.
Ducati's
had
a single-side swing arm. So. Probably something similar. Yeah. It's obviously got to be attached to something. It's not just a wheel.
It's not magic. But it looks like something out of Tron. It's fucking great. It was well good. But like, obviously, he's like pulling away and it's completely silent, basically.
So where do you see that?
Yeah. It's on Fully Charged on YouTube, if you like that. Okay. They do all the stuff about electric vehicles and other things. Electric stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah. Robert Llewellyn, you know who he is?
Yeah. Yep, crying.
Yeah, he's like the guy that started it all up a few years back. He's got a lot of other people working on there now.
Funny enough, he originally did like a Celebrities with Cars YouTube series before singing with celebs or whatever car journeys got popular. He didn't do Carpool. But he then
did something. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, he started a YouTube channel and he had like the other people from Red Dwarf on it and then a few other celebrity friends. He did like 12 episodes, and this was like years before it all sort of kicked off. I like Robert Llewellyn because he done did he do Scrappy Challenge?
Or
he did
Scrappy Challenge or something.
He did something like that as well. I used to like him on that as well.
He's pretty funny. But yeah, he loves his electric cars. He's got his fucking full house is like all electric, solar, and everything. He's all on all that. He lives in the fucking countryside, so he can put.
He's got the money to do it. So
exactly. Yeah. But he's always going, oh yeah, the solar panel's generating like 20 kilowatts now. Not this sort of shit. I'm like, yeah, it's all right for some, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free electric.
But, yeah.
Right, okay then. So we got no emails at all, according to this. We got no tweets either. Did you put the tweet out?
I was a bit late putting the tweets out. Been busy all day today.
We can't complain if we haven't got anything back.
It's nothing exciting to talk about, though.
One question from Snuggins on Discord. Is it actually a question? Sort of a question. Yeah, there's a question involved. Right, okay. He posted a picture on Discord and he's made a hard oak table last year out of sleepers and now I have a big crack down the side and underneath. First thing I've ever made with wood. Any idea what to do to fix it as it's getting bigger? You guys always talking about tools. There's not a lot you can do about
that,
I'm
afraid. Chief Tool Man is here, isn't he? He'd probably have a little... little idea. Keep it some resin in it or something. Is,
get some wood filler, then put a coat and a resin over the top, and then re-varnish it. That's about all you can do. But it ain't gonna stop shrinking.
Is it to do with it drying out in the heat?
Yeah. I made my own fire. I had a floating wood beam over my fireplace at my previous house. And that was supposed to be kiln dried, and so it wouldn't shrink anymore or crack. And it was, I had a log burner underneath it. And after about 3 years, there was an inch gap. I wallpapered all around it. It's just one little bar, one piece of wood going right across, sort of looked like it was floating on the chimney breast. And the wallpaper was an inch away. I tucked it behind when I papered. I tucked it behind the beam, and it was an inch shorter than the beam.
Well, because it just shrunk so much.
Yeah, yeah. It was a 8x8 beam, and it shrunk half an inch.
I'm sure your missus didn't get light. Just get a plane out and like take a slice off every night.
And the cracks in it were like you could keep your hand in the cracks. Nothing you can do about it. There's oak that's been in houses for hundreds of years. Like if you get a reclaimed bit of beam or something, as soon as you put it anywhere near the heat source, another heat source, it's still going to shrink and dry out. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
I'm afraid it's just natural.
Get a plastic.
You just go with it. I would suggest get a piece of glass and put the glass on top of. So it doesn't matter how much it cracks underneath, you still have a nice flat surface. There you go. And you can see all the lovely woodwork underneath it. There you go.
Glass gets
cuffing the glass, obviously. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if the wood shrinks underneath or into a bigger crack, it doesn't matter, does it? Because your cup of tea ain't going to fall down the crack.
True.
Or your chips or whatever it is you're eating on the table.
Rattan furniture, I believe they call it, but it's not wood, it's plasticky, whatever it's made of.
Mm-hmm.
Wood and, effect.
It looks like that weave stuff in it, but it's not wood, obviously, or whatever. Yeah, that's pretty decent. But I've got a glass top on that. But yeah, when the sun's out, that glass gets proper fucking hot.
Yeah, that's what we've got, something similar. So we actually put the umbrella up to stop the heat getting on. Not good when we're sitting under there, just to stop it. Well, also, the covers, we've got black covers for it, and it says if you leave them out, they melt. So, because it gets so hot.
I went to pull my cover off today, and it was like stuck to the glass.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
I hope that's actually coming away from the glass underneath.
Yeah, this does say on them, don't put them out in the sunlight, which sort of defeats the object.
You know, what's the fucking point then? I'll put a blanket over your glass bit first, maybe, then, I suppose.
Yeah. So that was my tip, anyway. Have you got any tips?
I haven't got anything to offer, because I don't make wood.
No, other than just making sure that I've looked at the pictures, and it looks like it's been putting a stain on it and stuff. That's all you can really do. If it's out in the garden, it's gonna get wet and dry and crack and split and yeah. If the split's really bad and it starts completely coming away, just rebolt, like drill through and rebolt the two bits together again. But you know, it's just wood. It's just garden furniture. So just gotta live with it.
What's going to happen to your shed then in the future if it's just wood? Is it going to have like big cracks in it?
Well, hopefully not. But I have put like sealed it all with stain. But you've just got to let them breathe. You've just got to give them enough space to expand and contract. So yeah, this isn't going to last forever. I've no doubts. I'm going to have to repaint the whole thing again in a year and a half, 2 years, and if I don't keep on top of it, it won't last 10. If I look after it, it will be 25 until it needs redoing. So it's just wood. It's just what wood does.
Just wood. Make sure you put something over the knots. When the knots in the wood expand, you'll end up with lots of little holes.
Yeah. I think I had a few, and the actual company that does like that sent it actually drilled them, pre-drilled the knots, and just put like a bit of plaster, like, a bit of plaster or something like a sealant in there, because like if there's no room for it to expand or contract, then the knots just fall out and you have a gaping
You'll
hole.
just be looking, oh, what's that on the floor? Oh,
Yeah,
nice little
but
round bit of
that's
wood.
the
I wonder
trick.
where that's
If
come from.
you've got knots like that in thin bits of wood, literally just put a drill through it and put a bit of silicon, either clear or white, and then it gives it the room so it can move, rather than just fall out. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Wood chat. Who would have thought it?
Yeah. All male,
No.
podcast talking about wood.
Yeah. Let's not go there, eh?
Right, we might as well, but this is going to be a quick show tonight, isn't it?
I don't know what it's done to me, like talking about wood shrinking, like expanding. Maybe it's just because I'm getting old.
So, what have we been doing? Who's got the most? Oh, absolutely, literally nothing. Right, Neil, come on in, Neil. What have you been doing?
Right. Well, I've not really done a lot. Just been working and stuff and sort of cleaning at that, doing the usual housework shit. Nothing major exciting. But my mate at work the other day says, we're down the jams are. He says, have you ever tried Vegemite? I was like, nah. He goes, yeah, it's interesting. It's like Marmite, obviously, but it does taste a bit different. It's got a bit. I was like, what is the fucking difference? It's like still made from yeast. He was like, yeah, it's weird. It's got a bit of a weird texture, though. It's a bit of difference. It's a bit more like spreadable. He's like, it's quite nice, though. I was like, oh, okay. And so I bought some Vegemite that day. We're not friends anymore. Fucking disgusting. Fucking rank. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It does. He's right. It's a bit more like, I don't know, it looks a bit like chocolate spread when you spread it. But it's fucking gross. It's like, when I opened it, I sniffed it. I was like, that fucking smells weird. I'm like, that doesn't smell
Is
like
it
Marmite.
gritty? A little bit
No,
gritty, is
it's
it?
just, it doesn't spread very well. Like, Marmite's
No.
proper sticky fucking stuff, isn't it? But as soon as you start spreading it on a bit of butter, it all sort of mixes with the butter and goes and spreads. But the Vegemite, fuck me.
Oh
That is
dear.
just pure filth. So I might
I
just be
take it back,
throwing that
mate.
whole jar in the bin because it's
See,
fucking
I'm like
exact.
that with Marmite. I absolutely hate it. I wouldn't even go near it, because my missus loves it. I wouldn't even spread it because the smell of it, the look of it. I used to absolutely hate it. I still don't like the taste, but at least I can go near it now. But I wonder if you're looking and like tasting Vegemite with the same assumption that it's like
No,
Marmite.
it was literally like I say. As soon as I opened it, and I smelt it. I was like, "That doesn't smell nice. It smells chemicals-y. It's weird." But I didn't eat Marmite for about 20 years. I don't think because I don't know what it was. But we was talking about it with my mum once, and she goes, "You used to love Marmite when you was a baby." I was like, "Did I? I didn't fucking know that." So I don't know, then. So I bought some. I was like, "Yeah, it's fucking nice, isn't it?" I've been on the Marmite ever since.
But you just got into your head that you either didn't like it or you
I don't know. I just never bought it. Like when I moved out, it was like I didn't have it for years when I was at home afterwards.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I didn't move out till I was like, I don't know, like 20 odd, like early 20s or whatever. I think so. Anyway, something like that. And it was like, yeah, when I'd moved already moved out and we hadn't had it for fucking years at home. I say home, as in that where were mum and dad. But
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah. Fucking Vegemite, though. Fucking gross.
Right. Okay, that's
No
a
one else has experienced a
recommendation not to
Vegemite,
enjoy. No, I haven't.
No.
Well,
No,
yeah.
when I was in
Particularly if
Australia,
I'm waiting ever.
when I was in Australia, it was I that it was the like it was the choice of spread that they had. It was Vegemite. They didn't have Marmite or well they had it,
Didn't
but
have peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't know. The Australians are just mad for Vegemite. I don't know why.
It's patriotic, I think.
What was it
Mad
invented?
patriotism.
Invented in.
It's sort of associated with Australia. I don't really know if it's Australian, but it's kind of since bloody those like what's the name? What were they called? Men at Work, wasn't it? Network? Did that song, Man
Did
Down
you?
Under, come from a land down under. It was something about a
Men
Vegemite
at
sandwich in
Work,
there, wasn't
yeah.
it?
There was,
So
yeah.
yeah, There's a line about a Vegemite sandwich in there. That's the first I think I'd have ever heard of it, probably. But
That's such random knowledge of a random song of a random band.
No, it's well famous, that song, Dave. If you were our age, you'd know it.
Yeah, well, I know of it, but I don't know the words of it. It's like...
Well, you know, that was when was Top of the Pops when Amy was
young. Vegemite sandwich.
It was only about 5 songs on. Didn't have all this modern stuff like Spotify where you could listen to like thousands of songs. Yeah, exactly. You know the deal.
Yeah.
Bit of Rick Astley afterwards. Right.
Okay, is that it? That's all you've done?
Yeah,
tried Vegemite.
The major talking point of the week.
What have I done? I've finished decorating my kitchen, which looks exactly the same as it did before.
It's got a nice spotted purple look to it at the moment.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. It's a sort of whitey grey rather than white. Right. So I've still got the utility room still to do. I'll do that tomorrow. But the painting is done. I've got to clean all the blinds and put them all back up as well. I ain't done that yet, but that's a job for this weekend.
Well, you got metal or wooden slatted blinds, have you? Or?
Wooden slatted ones, yeah. Well, plastic, but like more like wood, not the thin, bendy metal ones. Actual, proper slatted things. But they're white, so everything's fucking white in this house. So I clean them when I do the housework, but you still can't get all the shit off.
No.
Took them down properly, and I've spent like an hour doing each blind, just literally getting a damp cloth.
You must have been well fucking bored.
Yeah, well, needs doing. There's a pile of them still on the. Got 1, 2, 3, 4 more to put up yet in this room. So, that's something.
Do you have curtains anywhere, or is just blinds everywhere?
There's blinds on every single window, but we have got curtains in the bedrooms and the lounge upstairs. Kitchens haven't got them, and the bathrooms haven't got them. They've just got blinds. But, the bedrooms have got them. I was quite happy just with the blinds. I like the blinds on their own, but no. Bedrooms.
You've got white curtains as well.
No. Most of the curtains are grey. There's a lot of grey, white or grey in this house.
Well, they're good. They can go with any colour then, can't they? It goes with any
colour. You do that and then put colours.
Accents. Accents, I think they call them.
Coloured cushions and knickknacks and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, yeah. So I don't think I've done anything. I'm trying to remember. Been out on my bike a couple of times, just tootling around. Took the TT out for us.
Metro-based vehicles?
No, I haven't bought any. I'm still looking at cars.
You're looking at some shit cars now, though. I don't know what the fuck you've
got. No, I'm not looking at
good cars, the shit ones.
My brother-in-law sends me all that crap. Oh, have a look at this.
You said something about comments. I was like, what? Is there supposed to be comments that I couldn't read? I didn't know what was going on there.
No, I was comments, please. I wanted to put a comment on what they saw. But
I definitely commented.
Oh, dear. Fucking right, metros. So I used to have a Metro.
Fucking horrible
MG
cars.
Metro. Eh, all right. Of the time, if a little Metro Turbo come up for sale, there ain't none left, but...
They're all fucking rotten to shit, aren't they?
Most of them. Last one I saw was
they must have been crap.
Yeah. Last time I saw one for sale was about $12,000. It was so.
I see loads of minis on there. When you posted that, I looked on and it's like an advert like similar cars. It's like they're not really similar, are they? Because minis are obviously worth fucking loads of money.
Yeah,
it was like $25,000 Mini Coopers and stuff like that.
Stupid money. There you go.
But they actually at least looked nice, and they were quite fun to drive as well, allegedly. I never actually drove a Mini.
An original one?
Yeah. Well, anything pre sort of BMW, yeah.
Mm. I had a BMW Mini Cooper. It was lovely.
Yeah. Well, I think they were decent, but they're not like classics, are they?
No. Well, they will be soon. Plus, they're 20 years old. The first ones will be.
I'm not sure anyone's ever going to feel the same way about a BMW Mini as they do about the original shapes.
You don't know. All the people that had them Minis.
Well, the thing is, the problem with the BMW Mini is it's anything but Mini. It's fucking massive. for a car that's called a Mini?
Well, the Mark One BMW Minis are actually considerably smaller than the current ones. A lot smaller. Yeah,
well, there's a thing called
they look like Minis now. When you see
a Countryman or something, it's fucking it's like the size of my cash car. Look, it's not a Mini. Yeah. Fucking massive.
But if you get one of the original BMW Minis, they look like Minis now compared to everything else, because everything else has just got bigger and bigger and bigger, haven't they? It's bloody getting stupid. Yeah. Dave?
Imagine the real Mini now. It'd be fucking tiny, wouldn't it? See if you drop.
Oh, I've...
Pull up next to one.
Because Dave's going to talk about watching something. I've watched something this week. I watched the whole series... And I cannot remember what it's called. You two might have seen it. It's got the guy from Horrible Histories in it. He was in The Ghost. He was in Ghost as well. It's his bloody name. Oh, Christ. And the girl out of the girl out of the IT crowd, the ginger one.
Right.
Do you remember what her name was?
Anyway,
it's got famous people in it. And Parkinson. the mum from Gavin and Stacey, she's in it as well. I can't remember any of their names. Oh, and I can't remember what it was called. Yeah. But it was bloody funny. We sat and watched, they're all on iPlayer. We watched them, I think it started last week, but we've watched them all. It's hilarious.
Here we go.
It's a good little job.
Yes, that's it. Here we go. It's fucking hilarious. It's so funny. It's stupid.
It's about football.
It's not about football. It's just about a family.
All right.
There's only about 6 episodes. They're only half hour long. But they're all on iPlayer, so go and have a look at them.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. It's currently still on. It only started a couple of weeks ago, but we've watched them all now.
Is it one of them ones where the BBC weirdly do this thing where, like, the whole series is on iPlayer, but then it comes out, like, one a week for the next 6 or 7 or 8 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they show it. As soon as the first one comes out, they say, oh, and now you can watch it all on iPlayer. But they still persevere with showing it once a week for the next 6 weeks. Mm. Yeah.
For the old-fashioned people who record it on VHS still.
Yeah. But it's funny. So have a little look.
Right.
Just a little sitcom thing. It's nothing too outrageous, but it's just, it is amusing.
It's a family-friendly one, is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. It's on, like, 8 o'clock on BBC One, so...
All right.
Cool.
Dave?
I've watched the first 3 episodes of Moon Knight. Moon Knight. I don't know if anybody else has seen this or seen it. It's got the... something Isaac.
Oscar Isaac.
He's a fucking good actor. I don't know if anybody knows the premise of this, but
he's got split personality, is he, or something like that? Would they call that schizophrenic?
Yeah. Best way to describe it: split personality. And when he goes from one to the other, like, it's a completely different person. It's the same character. He's the same actor playing the same part. But, like, when he's as one of the characters, Steve, and when he's the other character, Mark, just the transformation in how his behaviour, how he sort of holds himself, it's just amazing. It's just really good, and the actual story itself is very intriguing. It's keeping me and the missus watching. We watched one yesterday. We've watched another 2 today after work. Between now, we're definitely going to finish it over the weekend.
Just jog my memory. What can you remember? What happened in the first episode? The first, like, 5 minutes.
He works in the Natural History Museum.
Okay, yeah, I saw the first episode and I've give up.
No. keep on with it. It's
the
really good.
Is still watching it.
It's all out, right. But I heard that basically the whole series, like, is anchored around Oscar Isaac being an amazing actor, and the rest of it's a bit meh. You can appreciate he's a good acting, but other than that, the story's pretty doesn't really do anything.
I'd say give it a go because even just watching I know him as Poe from Star Wars, so yeah. Even just watching him for
not from Teletubbies.
No. I'm finding it good. It's only 6 episodes, they're like 45 minutes each, and we'll finish that over the weekend. But yeah, we're enjoying that. That's the only real thing non-game related I've been doing this week, apart from working.
Exciting lives we lead.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, well, get a tooth out or something.
Oh, I've got some. Oh, okay. I went to the opticians. There you go. That's exciting stuff.
Again,
I got some glasses and
second
lot. Second lot of glasses. I had my eyes retested. I've been wearing these for a month and I cannot see a fucking thing out of them. So I went and had a retest and they said that the prescription was exactly the same as a month ago, but because I'm old. And my eyes are apparently considerably worse than the 3 years ago when I got them last tested. The jump in prescription is too much for my eyes to adjust. So they're making me a new pair and they're cutting...
Intermediate pair.
Yeah, cutting the prescription down so that my... Apparently, something to do, you can... The muscle in your eye does a lot of the work...
It sounds like they completely fucked up and they're just palming it off. Oh, yeah, you're...
No, because I did a retest, a different person tested, and they come up with the same, obviously, better, worse, blah, 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 all that.
Yeah.
And it came up exactly the same.
But the glass in your eye doesn't...
Did they just fuck up the glasses then?
Yeah, it doesn't make your eyes work. Doesn't make your eyes work any harder. It's supposed to stop your eyes working hard because it adjusts
because it's such a big jump in prescription. Fraser's in the chat. Hello, Fraser. Because it's such a big jump, my eyes have been used to what I can see, and then all of a sudden they've trying to re-establish.
That does sound like bollocks, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like I went to the opticians initially because. I noticed that, first thing that really I noticed was people were, 30 metres. Because I've had, when I was younger, I had really fucking good eyes. Like, when I had my eyes tested, they were like, yeah, you definitely would benefit from having glasses, but your eyesight is still better than, however many percent of the population who don't wear glasses. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, but they're not as good as they used to be, so I notice it. So it's annoying. But I noticed it was people sort of, 20 metres away was a bit blurry. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. I've never noticed that before. And that's what made me go. But when I got my glasses, everything looked better. It's so
really?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. They go, yeah, it's too much of a jump in. Because but the whole point of the glasses is it fucking sorts all that shit out.
But anyway, I've worn glasses since I was 5, and this is the first time it's ever. I mean, it's the second time I've had varifocals as well. So you've got two different magnifications. My mum reckons it's the shit plastic that you put in these glasses nowadays. It's not proper glass, it's shit plastic.
Yeah, that's because they're fucking, if you had glass ones, they'd weigh a fucking ton. Yeah. I've been that long. Fucking about 6 inches long.
They're also reactor lights, and I'm pretty sure that the coating on that ain't brilliant at times.
I go on and off them. I've had the first lot I don't think I had, and I had separate sunglasses. And then the next lot I went reactions, and they pissed me off. And I went, I'm not doing that again. And then I'm on my fourth lot, and I've had reactions put back in, and they're fucking pissing me off again. So it's just
The thing is, you literally only need a tiny, tiny little bit of light for them to go dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so I walked to work.
In the evening.
I spend 25 minutes in Tesco's. Yeah, I spend 25 minutes when I go into Tesco's to work. I'm wearing sunglasses indoors for 25 minutes when I go back.
No. I work at Tesco's. I'm not cool enough to wear sunglasses in Tesco's.
I think my wife had some, and she said like the whole point that she had gotten was for driving in the car, because like she
they don't work.
They don't work in the car.
They don't work.
Because the screen doesn't. The screen like filters out the UV.
It requires
you to have your window
UV
open
to react. Yeah.
Open your window.
Stick your head out.
To the side.
Yeah.
Just drive out like that with your head outside.
So I should be getting a new pair of glasses sometime next week. Mm. So I'll at least then I'll have. I said to Lisa, I said, well, if I get these sort of in-gym pair, I'll put the other ones in the cupboard. And then in 2 years' time, I'll just put these ones back on. Yeah. I don't
have to spend like fucking 500 quid on another pair of glasses.
Yeah, 300 and something quid, don't I? I spent £600 on my boy's car for him this week as well.
Whoa, what's he
doing? That went in and had some work done. Ugh. It had an intermittent, engine management light kept coming on intermittently and going into limp mode. Do it like once every two, three weeks. And as soon as you turn the ignition off and restart it, it cleared and was fine. But I thought, I don't want him getting breaking down so I'm in the bloody night.
No.
More
importantly, is you don't want to be called out in the middle of the night to rescue
to
everyone.
Go and get him. Yeah. Yeah. So so I took it to a mate, mechanic, and he said, well, the only thing it can really be, because you put it on the little, OBD in, and said it's sensor, saying that it's got multiple misfires.
Okay.
Only one fault. So there's long, like hundreds of errors, just one code fault, and that's what it was. So he said, I had new spark plugs in January when it was serviced, so it wasn't the spark plugs. So he said, it could be the coil pack. We can put the coil pack on, put a new one on, see how it goes. I'll put some new leads on and drive it for a couple of 3 weeks and see if it stops it. And if not, come back, we'll take the coil pack off. I'll send it back because my company, he deals with it pretty good, as long as it ain't dirty or damaged, you can just put it back in the packet. He said, we won't charge it, we'll put it back and then we'll try something else. So then we've done a bit of puggling on the internet, and it turns out that there's a fault in the ECU. Common thing, and you can get a new ECU for £1,000 from Fiat, but they haven't fixed the fault. They just give you a new ECU. So it's the same as the ECU. So it could, in the next year, two, three, 4 years, it could go wrong again.
Hmm.
Or you can send the ECU off to a company that will test it, repair the fault, and guarantee it for life.
Ooh.
But it's 600 quid. Right, that's
not
400
fair.
And something. It's not fair, no.
Wow.
And so you get a guarantee with it, and that's it. If it ever goes wrong again, they'll just repair it for free. So
what cars do you got then? A Fiat what?
He's got a Fiat 500. It used to be our little station car, but right. we give it to him for a knockdown price when he passed his test. So
my
apparently
kid's not going to want my car.
I don't think anyone is, are they?
No, not even the scrappy.
It's a nice little car. It's only, well, 6 years old now. He's had it for 3 years. So,
just a 1 litre one, is it? Just the bog standard?
1.2, little S. It's a nice little car.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice seats.
Not the Abarth,
then. Not the Abarth, no.
That wouldn't have been still in existence if it was, would it?
No. But that's cost me this year so far, even though it's his car, but Banker Dad sorts it out for him. Had a full service, MOT, had two new springs because one of the springs broke. Had a new windscreen because it got cracked. It's had new pads, new discs, four new tyres, new coil pack, new leads, and now a new ECU. That's cost me £1,300.
It's probably cost you more it not being your car than when you had it.
Oh, and we done had the cam belt done as well. That was £400.
You might as well have bought an Alfa Romeo.
But we bought it. It was less than a year old. And we had it for 2 years, and then when he started driving, we said, "Oh, we'll just, you know, you can buy this off of us." But since then, I've paid for all the bits and that. So that's just what you do. You've got that to come. Don't worry.
Like I say, they're not going to want my fucking shitty old Fiesta. So.
Mate, they'll have anything. They won't care. They just want a car, don't they?
It's a tank, apparently. Our Fiesta.
Was it?
Apparently. I'm like, it's a fucking small tank, isn't it? And it won't fucking... I wouldn't fucking want to get shot in it. Let's put it that way. We've had a tweet in.
Oh.
Lovely. From
MS Rangers.
Put it in
if you like. Or should you want me to read it?
Otherwise... Oh, you can read it. Go on, then.
Yeah, I can read it because I knew it was coming in, so I could just...
Live from Twitter.
Live tweets in. 16 minutes ago it came in, actually. But anyway, it says, "Evening, chaps. What game did you love that most others didn't care for? For me, it was Days Gone. When we went into full lockdown and I was playing that, and then a few hours later I was walking the dog with no cars on the road or people to see, it really felt like the world was doomed." It was a cheery one. I quite enjoyed that part of lockdown where there was fucking no cars on the road, to be fair.
Or people.
We used to go out for walks and stuff, and it was really sunny. It was lush.
That was a really nice summer, though.
Well, it was May. It was not summer.
Well, yeah. Well, May to, like, September. It was gorgeous.
Yeah it was nice, yeah. Recent ones. I really liked Outriders.
That was fucking
shit. It was only last year. Okay. I thought that was brilliant. But no one else liked it. I've played it and finished it. I thought it was a great game. I haven't been back to it. They've apparently done a shit ton of updates for it.
It's had a big update recently, a big expansion or something.
It's had a massive one recently, apparently. But I thought it was a blooming good game, but no one else liked it.
It was the story. Like, the action bit was okay, but the story, it was just laughable for me. I was just like,
I don't really pay too much attention to stories.
It was just absolutely appalling. But
the mechanics of it and the shooting was bloody good. But okay, so what about you two? Dave?
Well, I could say any of the games that I like at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much every game Dave plays. Yeah.
So, like, Kerbal, Planet Crafter, Dyson Sphere Program, Crusader Kings 3, Factorio... what else? Just having a quick look through my my thing. Avalorian, which is a space game. Rimworld is a fucking fantastic game. Nobody likes that. That I know of. Those games, very big games, but just not action or shooters or racing games.
Neil, can you think of any, mate?
Well, I don't know, really. I had a hard time with Inscription, obviously, with everyone taking the piss out of it, but it seems like my people might have come round on that in the end.
It's right, but, finished that.
I don't think so. It takes some finishing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a card game at the end of the day, but it's hard. So you got to be lucky. And clever. Not everyone's clever.
I'm not lucky or clever, so.
Lucky, clever, patient. Fraser says Stan loves Rimworld, apparently.
Yeah.
Rimworld is a fantastic game.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a story creator, is the best way of describing it. And a sort of colony simulator and everything like that, but. Yeah, you create your own story in that.
I liked that Dwarf Romantic as well, but Fraser massively took a shit on that last week. But,
Didn't he buy it, play it but once, refunded it?
He's in the minority in terms of if you look at into stuff of like online and like the press, the gaming press, lots of the gaming press are into Dwarf Romantic. But so I can't really say that no one else likes that. It's difficult to find a game these days that no one else likes, otherwise, because they wouldn't fucking make it if no one was going to buy it, would they? Because they're too clever now. So you don't get really shit games now.
Game Pass is full of fucking games.
They cater to all sorts, don't they? So there's just because you don't like half of the games on there, or more than 90% of the games on there. But there's this a load of stuff on there. I can't really think of anything that I actually really loved that no one else liked. I'm a bit fucking, you know, go with the crowd a bit too much, obviously. But I've got massively into games that take over, like Destiny and fucking Dark Souls and just Elden Ring, and then that's all I do for fucking months on end. But, I think Inscription is the one for the but yeah, that people coming around on that eventually. The play Inscription's right. Good.
He's up again, isn't he? Right, let's move on to what we've been playing then. There's no more last minute entrance.
No, that's it.
No, thank you for that tweet.
Cut off this now, so if anything comes in now, it'll go on to next week's.
Okay, right, what we've been playing. I'm going to go first, because I have played one game this week. I have played 23 hours of Slay the Spire. 23 more hours to add on to the 18 hours I played the week before. This is all I've played.
That's pretty hardcore amount of time for Slay the Spire.
I cannot. I just pick it up, have a little run, put it down, pick it up 5 minutes later, a little run, make a cup of tea, have a quick little run.
So this is taking over your life then?
Yeah. I'm just getting so into it, it's ridiculous. Right, so.
Scott, you do, because I've been playing a little bit of it as well. So you right. Talk about what you've been doing and I'll see where I'm
okay.
At.
Okay. So basically, there's a lot of luck in this game, depending on what enemies you face on your run, what items they drop, what relics you pick up, all this sort of thing can make a ridiculous difference. I would say the first week I played, I managed to beat the first boss, but then couldn't beat the second boss. Well, now I've managed to beat the second boss, but can't beat the third boss.
Okay.
Obviously, you have to keep starting again. So each floor you go up, I've got to level 50, which I think, I'm not sure how many, I don't know how many bosses there are after the third boss. I didn't want to find out. I want to know that if I killed a third boss, does it finish or does it start again?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't want to find out. I just want to find out as I play.
Yep.
Things I have found out. You need to get rid of as many cards as you can. Every opportunity that you get to clear a shitty card out of your deck, get rid of it.
Hmm.
Because you just keep rotating your cards. And if you've got 10 brilliant cards, you're constantly playing that pack of 10 cards. If you've got 20 cards and 10 of them are shit, you half the time you're going to get a shit hand. So you've got to keep every chance you get rid of your base cards. You start off with something like, what is it, 4, 8, about 12 cards?
12 or 14 cards, yeah.
Yeah, get rid of every single base card you can. What I suggest is play the game a lot, but get used to what cards you like to use.
Hmm.
Play them and then think, right, this is a good card. So when you've played it long enough, you will you only pick up the cards you want. Every time you finish a boss or finish an enemy, you get a choice of some cards. Every time you go to a fire, you get a choice of some cards. Don't take them. Only take the cards that you want in your pack. Because if you take average cards, you think, oh, it's a little bit better than the ones I've got. Not only have you got 10 shit cards, you've now got 10 slightly better shit cards.
Yeah. You need to but you still don't want to play because you want to play the better cards in
right.
your pack.
So you've got to keep trimming and trimming. Every opportunity you get, and then the cards you need, there's cards that stack. Every time you play a card, it puts its strength up.
Hmm.
So there'll be one, it seems like it's not a very good card. It'll have like one block. But every time you play it, it adds two more block. So if you get it early, every time you play that card, once you've got to the boss or got to the next boss, that card is giving you 40, 50, 60 block every time.
Mm-hmm.
And other cards do damage the same. Every time you play it, it adds another. So it's worth playing it, even when you don't need to. Every time it comes in your pack, play it, because the next time it's going to be worth more. So if you can get two or three cards like that in your deck, it makes so much difference.
Mm.
There was a card that I got yesterday that was every time it cost nothing to play it, because you get three, basically you get three turns of a card, depending on what the value of the cards are. You usually start with three or four turns, don't you? Some cards are value of one, value of two, some are value of four. So if you start with four cards you can play, or four power, I think it's called. If you play a three, you can then only play one card. Some cards have got no value.
Hmm.
But there was one I picked up yesterday that every time it was something silly like a 10 attack, 10 damage. But it didn't cost you anything to play it. And every time you played it, it put a duplicate in your your dealt hand.
Hmm.
So when you went and reset your hand, now you've got two of them cards in there that don't cost anything. So when you play them two cards, guess what happens? They go in your pack. Hmm. So eventually you get 20 of these cards that don't cost anything to use. They just constantly keep regenerating. So you can use them as many times as you want. So once you start playing it, you get to know all these.
If you have those cards, though, the ones that are, because they can cause a massive problem, the ones that keep duplicating, because then you never get your good cards.
They only duplicate while you're in that current.
In that one match.
In that one match. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then it resets again. You just end up with one the next time. But while you're in there, so sometimes, like I said, I've got 50 floors. I've got relics right across the screen.
Hmm.
I'm absolutely smashing everything. And then you come across one fucking boss, or one, not even a boss, just a normal fight, wipes you out. And you think, okay, now I've got to fucking start again. But sometimes you get that fucking enemy on your third fight, and it wipes you out. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just luck of the draw. 80% of this game is luck. 20% is knowing when and what to, you know,
so
how
what
to
is it about deck. This game, this card game, that has made you play it? Whereas,
I don't know.
But I play that Tainted Grail game that you said about, which is like your gateway to this, probably. But
yeah, because everybody kept saying when I was looking at videos of the Grail, oh, it's just like Slay the Spire.
It's not like Slay the Spire because it's not as good. I don't know what it is about that other game. I was just a bit like, I played it.
Walking around is the shit.
Can't be arsed. I didn't even get to that point. I was just like, this is not a good Slay the Spire.
So I don't know what it is. It's just got me. It's just, oh, it's so good. It's crazy. Yeah. I just can't stop playing it. And like I said, I've got quick resume on the Xbox. So I just sit down, grab the controller, turn it on, and it's exactly where I left it. I haven't got to fire it up. I haven't got to wait for it to start. Just, I can do two, three hands and just put it down again.
I bet that loads well. Come back to it. It's not a very big game, either.
No, it stays there all the time. You turn it on. I leave it on quick resume on and leave it in sleep. I literally turn it on, do a hand, turn it off again. It takes me 2 minutes to play a couple of hands and then turn it off. And that is all literally. I think I might have put something on this morning, one of the new games, to look at it for 30 seconds and turn it off. That's all I've played. Just, it's so good. I want that run. I'm waiting for that perfect run. I had one earlier today and I just thought, oh, this is the one.
You're like, this is the one. This is it.
This is the one. Because I had all the sorts of cards that I like. I had then I think you get these bloody curses. You get a choice to, like, you can lose some money or take a curse, or sometimes you've got to try not to get anything that's random. It's just that when they offer you, say, you can have a random relic, or you can have a random card. Don't try not, because you think, I might get something really fucking brilliant. Yeah. But you also might get something really fucking shit. And then you're fucked. That's you fucked. Because every time you play, I played one yesterday. I play the Defect, I think he's called. And he has these orbs around him.
Oh, okay.
And
I was going to say.
Channel up the orbs. Yeah, that's the one. I've tried the other one.
It takes a little bit of work at sussing out that I'm not really sure.
Well, basically, you get blue orbs or green orbs. Blue orbs are every time you expire an orb, you've got these big balls going all around the top of your head, and you start off with three, and you get one certain cards or things that just keep adding more and more balls, so you can have like 10 balls all charged with something. So. Some of them do lightning, which is damage, and some of them do whatever it is, the blue thing, and that gives you shield. So you can either do attack or defense. And I was flying on this game. I had all the cards. I had everything I wanted. I had like about 10 of these fucking balls all the time charged. And then something happened. One of the enemies did something. And all my orbs stopped charging. They all had a value of naught. You can build the values up like to like 30. So every time you expire one, it will do 30 damage or 30 shield or whatever. They all went to naught.
Ooh.
And they wouldn't recharge. And I just played the game through for 15 minutes. Trying to fight this one boss that had like 1,000 health points. And I had all these little rows of things and I was looking at everything. I was thinking, what the fuck? I could not charge my orbs at all. They never recharged and I got absolutely fucked by him. And I still don't know what. There's obviously a combination of something that either I've done or they've done that stopped them orbs from charging. And that just fucked me, wiped me. I was on like level 48, 49, something like that. And I was flying. I had so much health. It was ridiculous. And I couldn't do any damage anymore. So all I could keep doing was blocking. But every time, unless you do damage to them, they just, every wave, their attack gets heavier and heavier. Mm. So it starts off doing 5 damage, then it does 10 damage, then next time it does 30 damage. And if you can't fucking block anything, you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was going, fucking, what's happened? I don't believe it. I was going, Jesus. And then I died fucking straight back up again. Off I went again. Right, I'm going to have you this time, you bastard.
What do you think? If I'm you definitely finish the third boss, what do you think you're going to do?
Well, I don't
stop playing it if you beat it.
I'll try with the other. There's a character I haven't unlocked yet. I don't know how to unlock him. I wouldn't mind trying. I prefer the mechanic of this defect guy. The thing, but the other two do something different, and all their cards, although they achieve the same goal, they do something different. So I will go back to them and try and finish it with them. But it's so good. I've talked about it for like 20 minutes.
I can't believe this.
You've got into a card game. I hate these games.
Like, you missed a Call of Duty and missed a Shooter Man.
I know.
Shooting and racing.
It's all I can think about. I think, fuck, right, I need to. I even was playing it on my MacBook last night because you can do. It's actually something that actually is. Yeah, actually something that does fucking work cloud streaming because it's turn-based. So
There's no time element.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter if it's a bit laggy or whatever.
If it goes a bit weird, then you can wait for it to catch up and then, carry on.
Although I had to stop because I was sitting playing it on the sofa upstairs in the lounge while Lisa was watching telly. Will you stop clicking? Stop that clicking. What's that clicking? Because I was using a controller. I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll just turn it off.
Can you not
use
like the touchpad on the MacBook then to play it? Or is it all has to be on control?
I don't think you can because it won't start.
I don't know because I've only played it on the PC.
It comes up when you go on to the because I'm obviously doing it through the browser. I'm not doing it with the app. As soon as it loads in, it says you haven't got a controller connected.
Yeah.
You can't. It won't. I don't think it starts the game if you haven't got the controller.
See, I play it on PC and it's fine. Like, I'll just play it.
Yeah, well, that's because you're playing the PC version, aren't you?
Yeah, and I'm doing it using the browser.
Because some games...
But it loaded.
You can use mouse and keyboard, can't you? So. It's a shame you can't. Because you've got a touchscreen on your MacBook. Does it work?
Yeah, I've got a little. Yeah, no, not a touch screen. No, I've got a little roller, touch pad, mousey thing, but no touch screen. I mean, I'm assuming it would work if you put it on a iPad.
You could buy the iPad version, I assume. Yeah,
I'm not entirely. Well, you see, that's the thing. It won't be cross.
No, it won't be. It won't have all your favorites or whatever.
No, so at least I can do it like this. It's as if I'm playing it on the Xbox. Because I've got a spare Xbox controller, it's Bluetooth, if I just connect it straight to leave it connected to the MacBook. So it works fine.
But I think it's on iPad or something like that. It'd be great on the iPad for just like...
It probably is. It's probably on Switch. Like,
yeah.
I might have to dig the Switch out and play it on that. Last time I saw it was in Daisy's bedroom, but I don't know where it is now. But you can't do Game Pass on Switch yet, can you?
Not yet. Been talked about for fucking ages, hasn't it? But it's not happening. There's no browser, is there, on Switch? You need Edge, don't you? You have to have Edge. If they put Edge on Switch, then you could do that.
I'm doing it through Safari. Yeah.
All right, okay.
So it works on that.
I thought it had to have Edge, but maybe not. Obviously not.
No, because it's only a web page, isn't it?
Oh, as you go xbox.com/play or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe if there's a browser on the Switch, maybe it does work, I don't know. I'd have heard about it, though. Because everyone would be like, who needs a Steam Deck if you've got a Switch? Because I see some people have got that going.
Oh, shit,
they're doing cloud streaming on the Steam Decks.
Oh, that might be what I need to get a Steam Deck for, mightn't it?
They've got Xbox Cloud Gaming's working on Steam Decks.
I don't think I need
to. You can't get a Steam Deck anyway, so don't even stress about it. Unless you pay about a grand on eBay or something stupid.
I was going to say, I don't think I really need to spend 700 quid on a Steam Deck just to play Slay the
Spire. No.
Right, I'll stop talking about it now. I'll have to play something for next week because I can't talk about it again. There's not really much left to talk about.
Well, you might have beat it next week.
I might have beaten it. So that is literally all I've played. Well, you've played it as well. So we'll move on to you, Dave, and you can start with that.
I got up to level 50 as well on Wednesday against the Chosen One, and I was so close to beating him. I was so close. I was talking with Neil at the time when I was playing his game, and I was like 10, okay. 10, point, 10 health points away from defeating him. He killed me. I was well pissed off. So I actually haven't picked up since then because I was so close. But I've only been playing with the Ironclad, the first character that you get. I've unlocked the second one, but just sort of just powering through with him, learning about his cards, and about the relics that you can pick up. The same as you know, you're getting a big long screen of relics across the top. And it was completely different. The different runs that I was going, like I was getting on, like one run I was getting like automatic armor applied if I don't apply an armor card, so I was like getting rid of all of my armor cards and like an automatic one to get up. And then there was other runs where I've picked up, like you said, like middling cards that done some damage, applied some armor, and I was like, I never played it because it was like always the not the best card to play to try and defeat the enemies. So yeah, but yeah, I had an amazing run on Wednesday. Like, yeah, the stars aligned.
Yeah,
and I just missed out on beating him. I was like, so I haven't picked it up again since. But yeah, Slay the Spire is so easy. It's like, oh, I just have one game. 45 minutes later, it's like,
I know.
Where'd that time go? but yeah, or I had a run. I had a run that I got like 3 levels in, and I was like, I got defeated straight away. I was like, what's the end of that one then? I'll try again.
Yeah.
But you're always gaining things at the end, like the further you get in, the different enemies you unlock more different cards that you can pick up in the run and stuff like that. So even though you are getting defeated quite early, you are still progressing, so to speak. So that is good.
I did a run the other day. I got to level 50, and because you sit and you've got for like two or three cards left, and he's got about 10 health, and you just think, if he fucking hits me once more, I'm gonna die. Is there a combination of these 3 or 4 cards that I can play that will do enough damage? And I worked it all out. I played my cards. He died and I died at the same time. So that gave me a defeat. And I remembered that one of the cards that I played about 10 cards earlier was at the end of your turn, do 2 damage to yourself. So at the end of my turn, it fucking killed me. Oh. I was crying. Oh, no! But it's so good.
Yeah.
Right, carry on. Sorry.
No, that's good. One of the other games, so that was on Xbox Game Pass. Another game that I've been playing on Game Pass, I played it for a little bit, was Gang Beasts. I noticed that went on to Game Pass for PC. I don't know if anybody else has played it. It's basically a fighting physics based arena silly game. It's very tactical.
There is a name for this type of control scheme. It's like Octodad and Human Fall Flat. It's like deliberately awkward and stupid control.
Yeah, you need about 16 fingers. And like just the muscle memory of remembering every combination of every different button press in a certain way, holding and pressing and charging and anything like that. So yes, it's the control scheme is purposefully convoluted, but if done correctly, is so rewarding. I had a few games. I had no idea what the button there's not a lot of sort of help or guidance like, in the actual game itself. So I had to go to a wiki. But the first game I played, I had no idea. I just could grab people and just sort of move them around. And then realizing if you tap the grab, it punches. And then there's a run button, and there's actually like a fall, like a
what's it called? Type thing.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, like ragdoll style button. But when like used in conjunction with a run or with a punch, where you can jump ragdoll then punch, which does a, like a super punch, or like run ragdoll then kick it and it does a slide. Like there's yeah, big combinations of button presses that, yeah, in this game, it, like if done correctly at the right time, is really good for that very specific moment. And then like you've got to hope that you can pick the people up and they've been knocked out or whatnot and throw them off the screen or into a grinder or into a, I don't know, a pond with a giant octopus in. So it's one of those games. It's very fun, very silly. I think I saw this at EGX like 3 or 4 years ago. And it was a big sort of community fighting thing, and it's just silly fun, really. There's all
it's not
the
gonna be at Evo, is it?
No. I played it online. It played fine online over Xbox Game Pass. There was no issues with lag or anything like that. It was fun. It's definitely worth a group of people getting together and playing, either locally or...
You have, like, custom games in that.
You can have custom games.
Custom lobbies.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you can have team games or one-on-one or... Yeah, there's all those good options there. It's good. Yeah, it's stupid fun. So, I've got it downloaded. If anyone else is going to be playing it, then shoot me a message. Well, I'm more than happy to have a game. It's, yeah, stupid fun. The game I've picked up, I've talked about this previously, Kerbal Space Program. I've picked up again, and I've downloaded about 20 mods for it. I will start. I will start streaming it again. But I'm relearning how to play it. Kerbal Space Program, if nobody's aware, is a space simulator. It's a space simulator. It's not actual Earth physics. It's Kerbal physics.
Because you're on the Moon. You've got to get to the Moon.
You've got to get to the Moon, which is the Moon. And there's another moon called Mimbus, which is actually easy to get to, but it's further away. It's a Kerbal-esque thing. Oh, you got the video on Twitch at the moment. You can create spaceships. And there is physics involved. And you've got to kind of get an understanding on how gravity works, drag,
three-dimensional travel,
four-dimensional including time, three plus one, I suppose. It's really interesting. I will start doing some streams on it, because
this is one of the first games I bought on Steam, but I think I played it for about an hour maybe, and I was like, I haven't got a fucking clue what I'm doing.
Yeah. there's that. You could literally just like butt your head up against it and not get anywhere. I've been playing it for a couple of hours this week. The first half hour, it was like, I know I used to be able to do this really well. I used to be able to make spaceships and start from the beginning, and it was really easy. And I was like, is it my mods that have changed things around? And I think it is that a little bit, but it's also, I just forgot how to do a lot of the stuff and how I needed to do it. So I've watched a few videos. I've got a few PDFs that I've downloaded, which include delta V, which is the amount of energy that you need to leave Kerbal, the planet, and then get into a stable orbit, and then transfer to another planetary body. So I've got a few PDFs on sort of cheat sheets on what numbers I need, which is all shown in game. When you're actually creating these rockets, it tells you what your rocket is capable of and how quickly it burns, and it's just understanding that data and translating it into, you know, what you're doing. So, and then all these mods as well. I've got some visual mods, I've got some science mods that does, because I like playing in the career mode, which simulates the science and how much money you've got to spend and how much, like, so
you sounds can... appalling. That sounds absolutely terrible.
it's a level of complexity that makes things a bit more
even
difficult,
harder than they
a
are,
bit more
yeah.
difficult, but. Difficult in a fun sense in that you've
no,
got
not fun.
No. But it creates a challenge for you to achieve the same things in a restricted way. So you could just play career mode, sandbox mode, and just make the a spaceship fucking half a mile long and a mile high, and like 1600 stages of rocket, like just rocket fighting and falling off and falling off and falling. You could do that, you know. That's there's just stupid stuff, but you get to a point where you can start rendezvous, like you can get missions to rendezvous with other spaceships and transfer crew between them, or land on the other planetary or bodies in the solar system and sort of create little like bases there and create science bits and have people there. There is mods that actually includes food and water and oxygen and simulate those being used. I'm not that complex. I'm not going that far. That's a bit too much for me. But yeah, just the having to research stuff, having to actually pay for the rockets and earn money through missions and stuff like that, and while I'm learning. So I'll be playing that a bit more. Along with the other
game. Using this in schools and stuff.
Like, yeah.
To sort of teach about how people get to fuck in the moon and shit.
It yes.
In real life.
It's not a Earth simulator. It's a Kerbal simulator.
Yeah, but it's like the same principle. Right? You've got the to same principles, like the gravitational pull of the Earth and all that.
Yeah, yeah, and creating orbital maneuvers.
Actually, travel to a space that's moving.
Yeah, yeah.
In 3D space, as where you left is as well, and all that. It's I don't know how these fucking people who get something to land on Mars. Or like the fucking Voyager space probe that's gone fucking out of the solar system now. That's fucking maths on a mental level to work all that shit out.
So they did, on that one, I think they'd done six different slingshots from different bodies.
Which one? Voyager?
Voyager 2.
Yeah, that's been around fucking all of the big bodies in the solar system to like ping it even further or further out. But it's got to like burn at exactly the right time, and the delay in the
transmission,
like, communication
of when
time, and all that shit. And it launched in the fucking 70s or something stupid. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? How is that even working still?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. And another thing with this is, I can see on screen that you've got you're controlling Kerbals, so you're controlling characters that are piloting these spaceships and stuff. The other thing about it that you can simulate is satellites. So, which, again, talking about Voyager, is that, yes, these things can be simulated as well, and are simulated in that when you're sending a satellite up, there is things like time delay between the actions that you do and what actually happens. And you can create relays between different satellites to, you know, if you've got somebody on the dark side of the moon, for example, you can put in a satellite around the moon to ensure that you've got a continual communication with bodies or people or areas on the moon, so you can still control them while they're there. There's a lot of stuff like that. It's really good. They are doing a second Kerbal 2.
That's been going on for ages,
and it's been delayed and delayed and delayed.
My brother was all over this for years, and yeah. It's like it's been in some weird, like the people who were making it got taken over, and then basically the sequel's not going to be as good probably because it's all been done by different people and shit like that.
But that's probably why it's been delayed and delayed and delayed. Is you know they are trying to do it right, I think, because there is still a very active community of people playing this game, because of the challenge. There's just thousands and thousands of mods to do.
My brother's definitely made some visual mods for this, I know.
It's good, it's great. That's why I picked it up again, because I looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, I could play it, and I was like, oh, there is some really good mods. And then there's a mod manager called CCAN. So it's a Charlie Kilo Alpha November CCAN. That is basically an automatic mod. One of the problems with mods with this game was that you had to always manually sort of transfer all the file, download it, and then put the files and folders into the correct place, and you've got to read the readme, and all the mods were different in where you needed to do. This CCAN, this just sort of automates it. It adds it all. You just look through the list of mods, go, I want that one, that one, that one, that one, and it does it all for you. And any dependencies that it's got, it downloads it for you.
That's cool.
And yeah,
Beat Saber's got all that sort of shit for people who mod Beat Saber. There's like a program that just basically makes it super simple.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did look at Curseforge, I think it was, and they've got a mod manager there, but that wasn't so good. I looked at it and went, oh, I don't like that. No, this CCAN is literally just, these are the mods that are available in this through this program. What do you want? Okay, this is what has to be installed for these mods to work. Do it. Done. Oh, I want something else. Oh, I'll just put this on there, and then basically in the game itself, there's a sort of a mod manager that puts them in order, loads them in a specific order to ensure they work. The program does it all for it, so you don't. I haven't had any issues with it. When I was manually doing it, like a couple of years ago, I think I had 3 or 4 mods, and like the amount of problems that I had with putting the folders into the right areas and all the mods loading in the wrong orders and stuff, and it was like I only had 3 or 4, and it was just like, oh, this is stupid. But I will start streaming that soon as well, because I just want to get to a decent, proficient sort of point where I can go, okay, right, start a new game, put a rocket up. Okay, so I need some science. So I need to do this science to progress, get more stuff, do these missions, get some more money. Okay, right, and now I can upgrade more stuff and start getting on some more interesting stuff. I say it like that. It's nice and easy. It's not going to be. But that's the fun of doing it on the stream. So I will do that. And then the last game I've been playing, which I have been streaming, is Planet Crafter, which is you're actually on Mars, and I've found some story now in that there's some story to it. Basically, you were a prisoner, and you can redeem yourself by
colonizing an entire planet,
terraforming the planet to be a livable space. It's like, it's very red. It goes less red the more you terraform it. This is the game that has been stream at the moment on Twitch is very early in its progress. I've got the Sky Blue now, so I've put enough. Ooh, well, the thing is, to be honest, even the science isn't that great. It says add oxygen, like the sky isn't blue because of oxygen. The sky's blue because of nitrogen in the air. Air is 80% nitrogen.
Yeah.
So they've tried to do it right. So it's not quite right. I have managed to clip my way through and up a mountain, so it's still very early. I did that on stream as
well.
Is this
actually in early access?
Yeah.
Or is it?
It's still in early access, yeah. They are updating it quite regularly. But it's good. It's one of those games that I like, is that, okay, right, do this one thing now. Okay, this progresses this far, and now you can do these additional things. Okay, with these additional things that you can do, you can now progress a different bar to get more oxygen in the atmosphere, or you can heat up the planet a bit more, or you can get more energy so you can run more things to progress your bars further. It's very formulaic in the progression of it. What is interesting is the actual exploration of the different of the map itself. You come across different like spaceships that have crash landed, or you go into slightly different biomes and you can find resources.
What you say? You were a prisoner.
Apparently, so.
Other prisoners that have gone and tried to do the same thing and then died.
I don't know. I haven't got the story is not that far through. I'm just watching the thing now. They're actually in a different spaceship that I haven't seen yet. So I'm just like, ooh, what's that? But yeah, it's you gather resources, you make things with those resources. Those resources progress the terraforming of the planet into different things, and that unlocks different areas that you can progress in different ways. So it's good. I've had quite a little bit of success with streaming, actually. I've had quite a few people watching, and a few people.
So a couple of extra followers and
stuff. So
they'll be disappointed when Warzone comes back on, aren't they?
So it's one of those games where I've actually been looking through Twitch. There's not a lot of people streaming it, but there's a lot of people watching it. And I was looking into it, so I was like, oh, I'll pick this game up and play it. And I got a few people coming through and checking it out because, yeah, say there was not a lot of people streaming it, but people wanted to watch it, so that's good. And that's it, really. That's been my week. So I've been quite busy, really.
Nice little selection there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going about to take that down a notch, then. I'll...
Well, there's one game that's not on this. Oh, well, there you go. Bit of respite from that.
I'm having serious problems with my thumb, so I've been playing mouse and keyboard games all week.
Is this because of...
I don't know if it's related to how much Elden Ring I played in like a relatively short period, but yeah, my thumb's properly just doesn't fucking want to do anything properly. It just hurts.
How the hell are you playing a mouse and keyboard game with a mouse and keyboard?
What is my middle game? Is that the racing game? Well, I'll talk about my middle game now, shall I? Because I played that today, because it's been I've been off the controller for a week, and then today I was like, I had a notification, basically, that some DLC was on sale for a game that I've played a bit of. That game being Assetto Corsa Competizione. Don't blame me for my shit accent, but it's a racing game. The sequel, effective sequel to Assetto Corsa. The Assetto Corsa had multiple classes of racing in it, but the deal with this one is it's all GT cars. So GT3 specifically was what it launched with. It was based on the Blancpain GT series when it first relaunched, but it's had several expansions It has GT4 cars in it, which are like not as quick as the GT3s and look a little bit more like road cars, but still with massive fuck-off spoilers on them. This is available on Xbox and PlayStation. I think there's every time I see something on Twitter about this game, there's loads of people complaining about how broken it is on console. So I can't vouch for that because I've only played it on PC. But I was playing it with a controller today. So ideally, this would get all these games on PC on a console. I'd rather play with a steering wheel. I can't be arsed. I fucking sort that out where my PC is at the moment. I have the wheel. It's in another room attached to a chair, which is too big to fit through the fucking doors as it is. So I can't be arsed to sort that out at the moment. Yeah, I had a notification there were some sales on the DLC. And I keep looking at it going, maybe I'll pick up the DLC. It's quite cheap this time. And the DLCs are for like some tracks that, like you've got Snetterton, Alton Park, and name another fucking British racing track.
Snetterton.
No. I said Snetterton already.
Oh, okay. Santa Pod? Silverstone?
No. Santa Pod, as if they're fucking racing GT3 cars there. But anyway, I can't remember what it is. But there's like three British tracks.
Castle Coon.
No, there's an international pack with like Suzuka, Bathurst, and Laguna Seca, and one other that I'm fucking forgetting right now. And then there's one pack which is just Imola and some cars. So you can expand it quite a bit. At the moment, it's relatively cheap. It's also on a free play weekend on Steam. I don't know if that's doing the same thing on consoles. It may be available this weekend on a free play. It definitely is on Steam. I don't know when that runs up. But yeah, it's really fucking good. They definitely play better on the wheel, but it is playable on a controller. There's lots of assists you can add on and stuff like that. But it's not Forza Horizon, obviously.
This is full-on simulation driver, isn't it?
Yeah, but like I say, you can tailor it to your skill and equipment. So you can, like I say, I'm playing it on a controller, on my DualSense PS5 controller. I used to play it on the steering wheel, but all the controls will work and stuff like that. And then you can add in like the racing line and all that shit like you can in all these games. But yeah, it definitely is. You don't get into the whole, it's not like Forza or GT where you start changing engine components and stuff like that. It's purely about the racing. There's a career mode, which I literally just started and I was really shit in. In the first thing you do in the career mode is like, you're in the Lamborghini racing school or something like that, and you have to like just drive. You get 10 minutes to drive as many laps as you can, as quick as you can. I only did one clean lap in 10 minutes and was 6 out of 6 cars. So it then recommends your skill level that you should race against and stuff like that. So it's pretty good from that point of view. But yeah, extremely cool racing. There is a massive online part of this as well, which I haven't even touched because I need to get fully back into it properly if I'm even thinking about doing that. But if anyone around is got it or fancies joining up, I would not be averse to joining up with people who are not really fucking good.
Is it cross-play? Do we know?
I don't think it's cross-play, no. But yeah.
I'm pretty sure the first one's on Game Pass.
I think was. You're correct.
They're taking it off.
I don't know if it's been taken
off. I've definitely played it, so it must be on Game Pass. I've definitely had a dabble at it.
I bought it.
It's too simmy for me.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's that. Well,
it's on. Formula One levels of simmy where you literally do a bit of damage and that's the end of your race, or it's like fucking 300 laps. Or
well, the good thing about GT cars is they're quite robust and you can have quite a big, like, I haven't had a crash or of spin, but I've only been on my own, really. But I've not been in an actual race. Yeah. I've just been doing practice. But
I've got a feeling I got black flagged for too many exceeding track limits. And
I just rammed into this fucking car to get round a corner.
So this is different to the actual... this is different to the actual just a set of Corsa. This is...
Yeah, this is effectively game. The sequel.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It's on sale. It's on, like I said, it's on a free weekend, but and it'll be on sale. And all the loads of the DLC is on. They released a recent DLC, which I can't remember now what it was. Challenger pack or something. Some more cars, more liveries. Yeah, they've been updating. It's come out like 2019, I think, 2018. But it's been updated pretty much every year. It's got all the fancy DLSS on PC, so it runs. And the AMD FSR, whatever that is, all that bollocks. That helps it run quicker at better frame rates and still look really nice. Okay. And it does look really nice. I am tempted to grab the... Quest 2 and stick it in and put it on VR. That's what I've been leading. All this has been leading up to me going, yeah, I'm just going to plug the VR and play it in VR. All these racing games that I've been dabbling with lately, because that is the way to play racing.
It's the best way of using the VR as well. You know, it's
I did buy a game on VR recently. I haven't played it yet because it only cost me 99p. That was that walkabout mini golf I bought for my VR, because I had £8 in credit. It was on sale. I got it for 99p. So, but
when was the last time you put your VR on your head?
The last time I played table tennis, I talked about it on the podcast. Whenever that was, probably about at least 6 months ago. Maybe, I don't know.
Before Christmas or something.
But it's there for when I want it. I'm worried about these glasses, though, playing on VR. My eyes hurt after a while. It makes me hurt.
What one have you got? You've got the Quest 2.
I've got Quest 2.
But it's the wireless second.
Yeah, but I can plug it in like via USB to my PC. I can use it on AirLink or whatever it's called. But yeah, and it works. I've done the AirLink thing. It does work fine. If I was doing racing games, I'd be like, nah, I think I'll just plug that in, thanks, because otherwise it'd be like Chundertown.
Did you not have you got a seat, didn't you?
I've got a seat and a chair and a wheel and everything, but the seat's too big to go in this room. Okay. It's been set up, but it's in the other room. Where I had a second PC in the other room, but now my son has now got that PC, because it wasn't really good.
Bloody kids.
Yeah, tell me about it. You spend money on your kids' car, I just give them my old PCs.
They'll want a car soon, mate, so start saving.
They've got plenty. Their granddads, their grandparents have been giving their money since they were like two, so they've got enough money. I've been playing two other games this week, basically. I'll quickly talk about Elder Scrolls Online, because I have continued to dabble with that. My quest log, you can only have 25 active quests. I've always got 25 quests on the go, which is a little bit annoying. It's a little bit overwhelming at the minute for me, because it's 8 years since it came out, I think, this game. And it's had updates every year for about the last 4 or 5 years at least. Big updates. And there's just fucking everywhere you go, and there's a quest like marker. Like there's, you can see where you can pick up a new quest basically that you haven't already got. And there's obviously the markers on your radar and everything that for the quest that you're currently doing. And you can, like on mine, I just press T to switch between the 25 quests I've got going. But most of the quests
Go on. No, I was going to say, you need to explain to me. I've tried, I think I've installed this at least 3 times and tried to play it. How do you get into it? How do you start? Because I put it on.
I don't really know.
Just started the game and it wandered about, and I didn't know what, how to start. I couldn't understand what the game is. What are you supposed to do? What?
It's an MMO, so you just got jobs to do.
Yeah, but you've got five. You must have some goal to start.
There's no end goal. It's just an endless game. So it's the thing is, the idea is you're leveling up, aren't you? You do your basic quests, and then there's this week, myself and Matt played some PvP for the first time. You have to get to level 10, then you can play PvP. We went into it, we just loaded. He was a group leader, so he started a queue going three minutes later. We got put into a match, and it was like King of the Hill, if you've played Halo. Or Crazy King. It was literally called Crazy King, I think. So, there is a point on the map that you have to occupy for a certain amount of time. You claim it as yours. And then there was three teams, basically, of four when we were playing. And each team is obviously trying to occupy the hill to become King of the Hill for the time. And then whoever gets the most points at the end of the game wins. You have to be level 10 to get in. However, I don't know, we had 17, 18, 19 there, sort of there or thereabouts. We went in and there was people on 300. We were just getting absolutely steamrolled. So it's I don't know how good you have to get. I don't know how balanced it is. When you go into PvP, are the power levels a bit more balanced like they do get in Destiny 2 online? Or what? Because I haven't really looked into it, but we got absolutely steamrolled because we didn't. Obviously, we knew the idea was what you had to do, but they had all these cool abilities, and then we were just getting wrecked. We did actually score some points, which was a bit of an achievement. But yeah, so we need to probably look into that a bit more before we go back into PvP. That was only the base mode. There's two or three other main PvP modes. There was one PvP mode. I can't remember what it's called. This is a gigantic alliance war or something. So there's three main factions or something that are all fighting constantly against each other. It's 100-odd players in a match. But we haven't tried that yet. That's where we want to get to, basically, is to get to participate in the huge PvP mode. I've got to try and clear my quest log down because it's just got constantly getting fed stuff. There's been I had a cool quest around a vampire storyline, because there's some vampires in the game, there is in Skyrim and shit, isn't there? It could be I've had werewolves and fucking vampires and all that crazy stuff that you get in these Elder Scrolls games. There was a pretty nice quest, because most of the stuff I've just been click, 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 click when the conversation stuff comes up. This doesn't really impact, there's no story mode effectively, but you can get into some of the stories. I actually got into one of them. This is all right. I'm interested to see where this goes and that sort of stuff. So I never really, I've never really done a Skyrim or a Morrowind or any of them before. But running around with Matt, we were running around, I can't remember what the area's called, but it was in Morrowind. And he was like, oh, yeah, this looks familiar, blah, 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 and he hadn't loaded it before. So it was if you've played all these old games, it's kind of all there, because it's in, you're in Tamriel, which is, the big area, I guess, of where Elder Scrolls is based. But the map's fucking massive, and there's tons of areas. And I've got my magic fucking cat horse that I'm riding around on now and stuff like that. So it's your typical MMO kind of stuff. Like I say, it's mostly nonsense, meaningless stories that you're just doing to do a job to get some stuff.
How does it
get
work?
Get better weapons, get better armor.
If Matt joins your game and you're on different quest lines,
both progress. We could just be what normally happens is now we've grouped up at once. Whenever he comes online or I'm online, and we're both online, we just group up, but we don't have to do the same thing at the same time. We can just both be pottering around doing our own shit, but we'll just be in the same game world. And then we can hook up.
So you can say, I'm going to go and do this quest, and he can come along and help you. But yeah, does that tick that off of his quests, or well, he's already
you
done
have to
it?
Just make them, like you that. Can just make the same. If you've got the same quest, you just make the same quest active.
Okay.
Like, there's the ones we've said, like, we'll leave this one and we'll do this one together. I'm like, yeah, cool. But, and then we'll, okay. Like, there's a load of others. Like I say, I've got fucking 25 quests on the go. There's got plenty of choice
you
to
could, have other you things. You could do it again. If he's done one,
yeah, there's nothing to stop. Like from that point of view, like joining
it
up
would
with
just
your mates
be grayed out. But you could do it again.
I just wouldn't get any progress or gain anything from it.
Okay.
Other than like the experience from fighting or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's from that point of view of joining up with friends and just playing around, dicking around. It's really good. If you don't mind, I've moved on.
You haven't
from
got another game for just playing with friends, dicking about, have you?
No, well,
nothing else you could play.
Like hundreds of
playing.
Like I've moved on from having the shield and a sword for a shield and an axe and stuff, and now I've got like a magic staff, which like shoots
right.
stuff
getting
from
wand
a distance.
Out, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I shoot things from a distance. But, like, it's quite cool because it's like, I can't remember what it's called. It's the something staff of restoration or something like that. So you have all these magical type abilities which use up your magicka, or which would you probably call mana in other games. So you have like a pool of that, a resource of that, and it drains every time you use one of these abilities. But when I do a like a basic attack with my staff, it builds back up the mana magicka type quicker. So I can like go in, get my magic spear and all that, throw some like fireballs, and then I just like can do some basic attacks and get the magic bar boosted up again, and then start going back in with. So there's like learning a bit about more of the intricacies of the combat and stuff. It's definitely not like grade A combat, but on the mouse and keyboard, things feel weird on mouse and keyboard because you used to, when you play with a controller, you get that feedback through the vibrations and stuff like that. But I don't get any of that, obviously, playing mouse and keyboard. So it might be a different experience playing on a controller. It doesn't feel amazing playing on mouse and keyboard, but I don't know.
Feels like MMO.
Yeah, exactly. It's MMO. So, you know. But like Destiny, feels good on a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah. So, but an MMO, there's server lag and
shooting games, so, you know, it's what it's good for. But yeah, from like lag point of view, I haven't really noticed any of that sort of stuff. It runs well now. I think when it came out, it was a bit bare bones and a bit laughed at, but there's fucking absolutely tons to do in there now. Ridiculous amounts to do. It's on Game Pass on Xbox, so you can get...
Okay.
I don't know if you have to buy the expansions exactly. I don't know how it works on Xbox. I basically paid £15 to get all of the current content Collector's Edition version on PC. There's a new expansion coming out in June, which is about £30, but I probably won't buy that. There's just fucking tons to do anyway.
Is there a reason why you're not streaming it while you're playing? Is it particularly taxing?
Well, I just do it at random fucking times a day and stuff, so like, I don't know. You start streaming at 11 o'clock at night sometimes. I'm like, who's going to watch it at 11 o'clock at night?
Actually, I do get some people coming in.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it's a bit niche, your game, isn't it? So people may be searching for that, but I'm like, fucking there's loads of people playing Elder Scrolls Online. Well, not loads. Not it's not like fucking, you know, the hot shit at the moment, but I'm a small fish in a massive pond, or like a fucking wide open ocean. So I'm like, I can't be arsed. It's like the same with Elden Ring. It's like, what's the point?
What I was going to say about this is, like, do you connect onto a specific server? Like, are you?
Well, there's a EU server and a North America server.
Oh, okay.
So if you create a character on the EU server, you have to carry on playing on the EU server.
Yeah.
If you choose to move to North America, you have to start all over again.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, but that's
the only literally two just EU or
North
America.
And like I said, once since me and Matt grouped up, every time he comes on, if I'm already on and he comes on, he just appears on my map.
Okay.
So it's like it just automatically puts you in the same world.
Yeah,
it's like the same instance of the world. So that's from that point of view, that's really cool.
Yeah,
because
that is pretty. Yeah, that's pretty nifty, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all right. I'm quite shocked at how much I've played for it, to be honest, because, like I say, I never really got into the other ones. But
No, thanks for that. And moving on to something completely different that I've been playing a lot of, but I am actually going to talk about properly this week because it's had a big update, is Halo Infinite.
Like the multiplayer or the single player?
Season 2 has kicked off this week on Tuesday, so we have a new map and a new mode. So this new season is called Lone Wolves, and the big new mode is Last Man Standing. So you start, there's 12 of you in a game. I've only ever played on the new map so far, which is, I'll talk about that in a minute, but it's pretty cool. But yeah, there's 12 of you. You have 5 lives each, and every time you die, you lose a life, obviously, and it's all about being the last one left. So it's a little sort of battle royale-y, but you've got lives. And there's no teams, no, none of that. It's just literally every man for himself.
Yeah.
You start off with 2 weapons. You start off with the pistol and the disruptor pistol type thing, which basically takes off shields, but does also do damage. But it's really good for taking off shields, and then you have the standard Spartan pistol. And then every time you get a kill, you get some XP. And when you get so many XP, you press a E and you'll level up, and one of your weapons is replaced. So then you go to like the Mauler, which is like a single handheld shotgun.
That's a bit like Gun Game then.
It's a bit like Gun Game. So it's a mishmash of all of these things, like Battle Royale, Gun Game, and everything all mixed together. And basically the idea is to be the last one left. First game I played, finished 3rd. I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. Next 20 games, got fucking destroyed. Every fucking game. I was like, this is not cool. So I was like, what the fuck? Because everyone who's shit at Halo just left, and I'm the only one who's shit at Halo left in the game now. The new map's really cool. Like, every game I've played on Last Man Standing has been on this new map. It's I think technically a big team battle map, so if you play big team battle, I think it can pop up in that. Because it's quite big. Oh, and another thing is, you don't really have it towards the end of the game, but towards the end of the game, you have a danger zone, which pushes everyone together, basically. And if you, like, what I finished 2nd last night, I was getting quite excited. I was getting my old heart rate going up, classic PUBG stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, there's me, I had like 3 lives, 2 lives left, and the other guy had no lives left. And I was like, yes, I'm going to fucking do this. He killed me, and then it spawned me on my last life, outside of the fucking danger zone.
Oh, really?
Like, you're fucking joking. I was like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And I ran into the danger zone. I managed to just get in before it fucking killed me because the old shield was like, boo, 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 boo. And then I fucking slid in and I was like, yes, I'm in. And then they fucking walked around the corner in front of me. He was looking up, thankfully, initially. I was like, ah, fuck. So I was like, loaded a fucking load of the assault rifle into him, and they just looked down and went bang, shot me once, and I was dead. Yeah. But it's kind of cool if you like, you know, like it's Halo multiplayer, but with that different game mode.
Yeah,
and the new map is cool. It's got masses of elevation on it, and loads of like, learning the new map is going to be half of it. A lot of it looks similar, so it's like you need to kind of really learn where you are. There's loads of little bits where you can like go down into a little hole on the side, and you'll go down a few little slides and end up down somewhere completely different. And then just 10 yards away, there'll be a thing that shoots you back up to where you were. So there's loads of opportunities to do some clever fucking attacks and escapes and stuff like that.
There's still plenty of people playing.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I honestly couldn't say. But
you get into games, though.
We're getting into games. There's a whole new battle pass, obviously, now, with a new 100 levels. What they have done with this battle pass has got the currency in it, whereas the first one didn't have any currency in it. So you can earn the currency to pay for the next battle pass during this one.
All right. Okay.
And the one thing I did say,
as long as you rank up and play it enough, you shouldn't have to pay for any more pass.
Although this is like another six months battle pass, effectively, because the delays to making the rest of the content or whatever. But should you not finish it, since you pay for this and not finish it, you can continue to play for it after, like, even if another one comes out, you continue to make progress on this one until you finished it. You don't have a time limit on the end of it. So they're trying to do things kind of right, I guess. But if it was 3 months, like the last one, I finished it and then I paid for it. And if it was half the time, it would have been fucking some to get finished. But
have they brought out the campaign co-op yet?
No, still it's August, they reckon now.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. I mean, I literally haven't. Apart from them few first weeks of the multiplayer, when I played a bit with you, I don't even think I've still got it installed. Just didn't. I had a bit of fun with it, but it's not. I never really liked Halo that much.
Yeah,
too much, a bit too much of the old the one shots for me. Just fucking, like you say, pile your fucking bullets into someone and then they just turn around and fucking wipe you in. Yeah. You seem to have full shield. You think, oh, okay, just one shot at me, thank you.
I do get times where I'm like, I don't understand how I fucking lost that fight. But then I am shit, so probably just that. But yeah, I think the thing that was always with Halo was that you could avoid getting killed instantly. But unless you're playing SWAT, where there's no shields. But yeah, headshots are key, as in all shooting games. If you do headshot damage, you do more damage. When you come up against people who are constantly splatting you in the head, it's like, you fucker, I swear you're cheating. Or you're playing on a controller and it's easy mode. All that aim assist on them controllers.
Well, don't fucking help me.
But I would say I'm enjoying it, but I've endured it rather than enjoyed it, I think, at times this week. But it's still my multiplayer game of choice.
Well, the Warzone days are long gone.
Yeah,
Back for Blood days are long gone as well.
Well, I missed out on the whole double XP thing last weekend. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Not that it really matters, but
nothing quite beats throwing a plasma grenade onto somebody and seeing it stick to them and knowing they're going to die. That's pretty cool in Halo. That is a great feeling, no matter what. There was a couple of those grenades in Destiny, but they nerfed them so that they wouldn't actually kill people. That was quite annoying. When you lobbed a grenade at someone, it stuck to them. You're like, yeah, you're dead. And you could just fuck off and do something else. But then they nerfed that in Destiny 2. So it didn't always kill them. It's like, that's quite annoying. But it still kills them in Halo, and that's really cool.
So when was the last time you played Destiny?
Yeah, January, maybe.
Okay.
I don't even know if it was January.
I'd like to get back into it, but I think it's moved. It's moved on a bit too much.
Apparently, everyone keeps saying this latest expansion's great. It's got the best story they've ever had. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing it.
Right. Well, that looks like we're done. No news is good news. Is there anything anyone seen that they need to desperate to talk about in the gaming world? No.
No, I think we've...
Right, Dave, you better do your bits then, mate.
My bits, my important bits.
It says Dave's bits. You're the only one that's allowed to do it.
Stop calling it bits?
So, I'd like to say...
Dave's slot.
Dave's slot, yeah.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter, @SealPodcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com or join us on a Discord server. A link is pinned to Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to regularly. And Neil, did you want to do a shout out of people?
Shout out to Fraser Moo.
Fraser Moo?
Right, I don't know who he is, they've been in the chat. They're the only person who said anything in the chat. So, oh, Wise Old Elf is in the chat, I see, but that's a name I recognise, but not said anything.
I think we've had a few lurkers. I've seen people come and go that I've seen the names of. I think the real Defoe popped in. He didn't say hello, but he popped in. I saw him. He was lurking in the background, checking how we were. And yeah, there's a few people watching, but come
thank
say
you
hello.
For watching.
Yeah, thank you for watching.
I think we're all back next week. What's the date? Yeah, I think I'm not working till 2 weeks' time, so on a Friday. So I shall be here next week. Hopefully, the boss will be back.
Hopefully.
Put you all out of, put me out of my misery, so I don't have to do this bloody hosting again. I got very kindly volunteered this week.
Ah, you love it. I might actually do it one of these times when I when Fraser's not about.
Right. I'm going to hold you to that. Yes, like everyone said, thank you very much for tuning in.
I have thought of one thing I did want to say about.
Go on.
I know we don't like to buy stuff from Amazon, but they're having a gaming week sale on stuff.
Buying stuff from Amazon.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of PC peripherals available on the chips.
Oh, is it?
But there's games and stuff as well. So I'll be able to pick up some controllers bargains on the consoles. But there's definitely a nice wireless Logitech keyboard that's basically half price, but it's still 110 quid.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. It's £100 less than it normally is.
Gold plate wears off eventually, mate. That's the trouble with that.
It's not gold. It's aluminium.
I want us to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it might be worth having a look. Whenever Amazon have their sales, you might notice that some other retailers tend to match their prices if you really aren't keen on spending money at Amazon. So I know Currys have got a lot of the deals matched as well. So.
Okay.
Not that they're much better than Amazon, guys, but...
No. Right, we're done. That's the show.
Right.
I've got to go upstairs now and start editing. Oh, hang on. What? Oh, God, he's not here, so we can't do any... We can't do an announcement, can we? Without him.
Well, we don't know what's going on.
Something impending. So no, don't say okay. Okay.
Anyway, what does this say? Something we completely fucking ignored is the fact we were 3 years old this week on the 4th of May. So,
May the 4th be with you and all that shit.
Indeed.
3 years. So that means we've done 156 shows then.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Something like that.
It means we've missed 30 shows somewhere. Odd. We're lazy fuckers, aren't we?
We used to be three weeks on, 1 week off, and then we went to.
Well, some of us still are.
I don't think Fraser does as many as me, does he?
Exactly. I wasn't saying any names.
Okay.
I missed that. The lazy was chucked in a couple of ways.
Joysticks and Chill, have they done anything this year?
The shit slinging hasn't worked yet. They still haven't put one up, but maybe next week.
Right, that's it. Laters.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. See you later.
124, 124, 124, 124, 124.